Well, welcome to the car run, the school run back from Douglas to Glenmire this evening is quite special because we've got a friend of mine with us who's come all the way across from Swansea today, and he's sitting in the car beside me. So today it's not a dog, it's a human being sitting in the seat next to me as we cross the city. Now in the back seat sits my daughter, who is, what are you playing with now, Grace? Will you speak? No, I can tell you by looking back that she's making Dora pictures. It was actually a man in Tipperary in Ireland, an American man who's now settled in Ireland, called Bernie Goldback, who mentioned in a tweet to me that his daughter used a particular iPad app for colouring pictures of Dora. So, but we're having a little problem with it, aren't we, Grace? Aren't we having a problem? I think the problem is that we can't find enough pictures, so we're having to redo the old pictures. So that's it. The other good interesting news this evening is that the weather is gone away. There's no more weather in Cork. It's become entirely benign. It's soft. I'm looking at 6 degrees centigrade on the car. So that of course means an end to weather. We have nothing else to talk about now except the government, and we're not going to talk about the government on the way home from school. So, Phil, do you want to say anything?
Nope.
Right, that's a very eloquent reply there from my good friend, who likes to remain under the radar, as opposed to me, who he thinks I'm crazy, by the way. And I'm looking now at a Christmas tree, a collection of bluey white lights in Douglas, hanging off the front of the new Marks and Spencers, which I think has just opened and I haven't yet been to. So anyway, the school run is not about shops and things like that. It's about traffic, and the traffic is flowing. So I don't know if Grace wants to say anything at all. If she does, she would actually speak, but I think she's entirely absorbed in the iPad. And also, I think that, you know, it's all new for her to meet Phil. So there's going to be a while of getting used to that. So that's why this evening's school run boo is a bit samey. Because it's all subdued, yeah. Subdued, yeah. Sorry, that was a man there, not me, who said subdued. But that's why it is. That's why it's a bit samey. That's why we haven't got what you're all listening for, I suppose, which is what the star of the school run home has to say this evening. So I'll stop recording now. Grace, anything you'd like to say before we get home? Anything you'd like at home? Yeah. When we get there?
Yes.
We got some steak. We went to Super Value and we got some steak. Will you eat it? A steak would be a great treat, wouldn't it?
No.
But it would be lovely red meat.
No.
Okay. So steak is not a treat. What about boiled potatoes?
No.
Okay, and I know the last thing you definitely won't want for a treat. It's cabbage.
No!
So that's it, folks. That's the end of the school run. We're just approaching home. Bye-bye.